during the attack.
Just before it grew dark, the attack began. It rumbled and roared for more than half an hour. When everything calmed down, I went to see if the wounded people in bunkers needed any assistance. Through a tube extending from the bunker beneath the cabin, Nurse Joshko reported that a wounded soldier, Gino, was suffering from severe flatulence. He felt as if his stomach was about to explode. Because the bunker exit could not be opened, I asked him if he had scissors and a scalpel. The answer was affirmative. I gave him instructions for surgery. In the stream bed near the opening of the ventilation pipe, I waited for his message. Luckily, the patient pulled through.
Franzi Derganz, surgeon.